Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Oh, God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Surgery. So all the swelling gone down out of face and neck, and they did a surgery today. she came through it, so she's being good. She's a victim. We're going to meet her tomorrow, but you want to keep her tonight.
Isn't that beautiful?
Thank you for praying for her.
Well, you're welcome, Mother. Thank you for bringing it to the prayer line. Anybody else anticipating, and you have a praise report? Anybody else want to say a word for the Lord? Jump in there.
I just want to thank God for another day of blessings.
That's
we want to pray, Pastor John.
That's good.
I believe some miracles going to happen. I think you did block some things. I think God, the devil wanted to disclose some things on some people on the line. I think some blessings going to flow this week.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. Come my way,
Jesus.
Thank you. I accept that.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And for all of you who receive that, look for the Lord to bless you.
That's right.
All right, anybody else want to say anything before we close?
I would like to just give a praise report just to see all the signs.
Go ahead and give that praise report.
913 in Bedford, Lake Sheila Brown. I'd like to thank the Lord. Sister Lucille is sounding so strong in her spirit. I just want her to, you ought to know that I'm rejoicing with her because she has come such a long way in the morning. She was so strong and powerful today on the phone and sounding just so powerful, you know, in God. I'd like to thank the Lord for what he's doing in Sister Lucille's physical body, her mind and soul, and what he's doing for her children.
Thank God for her.
Yes,
thank you. Change and growing in a lot of y'all. In you, Sister Sheila, I notice a lot of growth in you. And Ambassador Peterson is growing. Amen. Amen. I got
He's doing what the devil has blocked.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. He got some more restoring for you, Ambassador Peterson. Great restoration.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I rebuke the spirit of laziness on some people. I didn't say you all, because I hope none of y'all are lazy. But if there are some on the line, I rebuke the spirit of laziness.
Yeah.
Amen. Let me tell you, this may not sound like much, but the enemy can get in your tongue and make you lazy when you don't want to even articulate. You got the ability to really articulate, but the enemy, you've been doing it so long, he'll get in your tongue. He doesn't even want you to move your tongue. Amen. When I say get up and go to your house and pray to your house and bless the Lord, the enemy doesn't want you to get up and go to your house because he got something planned for you. I recognize it. Amen. He got something planned for you. But if you get up and obey the man of God and walk to that house and pray and bless your house, it will block the devil. It will block him.
Yes, Father.
You know, the reason why the devil doesn't use your tongue, you ought to look over there, I believe, in 2 Corinthians, the tongue, how valuable it is.
Yeah.
And he'll get in your tongue. Don't want you to say things with your tongue. He'll make you just use your lips. And everything you say be muttered because he's just making you. God gave you a tongue for a reason, and that is to be able to articulate. See, the enemy doesn't want you to get your blessings. I'm talking to some of y'all on this line. The enemy doesn't want you to get all your blessings, and he'll make you lazy with even moving your mouth when you talk, moving your tongue. So people can't understand what you need. And the prayer won't go up for you because they can't understand you. They miss it. Don't let the devil do you like that. I don't care if you've been doing that for 20 years. Change. Yeah. See, you never get too old to learn.
That's right.
That's why I got my bachelor's degree, got my master's degree. Never get too old to learn. Then got my doctorate degree. Never got too long old to learn. Now I'm working on my second doctorate in preaching.
Wow.
Preaching is my major. Why? Because I haven't gotten too old to learn.
That's right.
And I've learned that the enemy recognizes what the word says about your tongue. It's such an important tool of your body.
Yeah.
Why do you think the devil would try to get in your tongue and make you lazy and not want you to use it? Because he knows how valuable it is and how you can destroy yokes with your tongue just by articulation. I hope I'm talking to somebody. Articulation. Amen. I'd be like that one lady who was trying to say, what is that word she was using? Yeah. She wouldn't even use her tongue to say the word apple. Apple. She'd be saying apple. The tongue would get lazy and wouldn't say the two syllables. She didn't say one. but there's a message in what I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
It's a heavy message. Some of y'all will miss it because it's so heavy. Not from me heavy. It's heavy from the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost uses simple things to confound the wise. Amen. He will do it. So it's about that tongue that the enemy doesn't want you to use it because he knows how powerful it is. Look how it destroys life and kills people.
Yeah.
You can kill people in the negative. How much do you think you can exalt people and help people and bless people in the positive? But you got to use it. You can't let the devil make you so lazy that you don't articulate and that you speak what God is saying. See, the devil will use you to become lazy in your tongue to keep you held down from things that God has. People will use you in the state. People will use you in the city more if you just articulate. You got a lot of intelligence. You got so much intelligence. But the enemy comes against you because he doesn't want that intelligence to be noticed. He doesn't want it to be recognized. And he simply does it through making your tongue lazy, where people don't think, people don't recognize your intelligence. Let me tell you something. Most people who esteem others as being very wise and very intelligent, guess what they basically base it off many times? The way they talk. The way they talk.
That's right.
Yeah. You might have more wisdom than people all around you, but others are going to judge you by simply the way you talk. I'm telling you, by the way you talk. Amen. They'll know how intelligent you are simply by the way you sound. Learn to use your tongue and articulate. Say things plainly. You don't want people, they pass you by when they think that you're not intelligent. Amen. Who wants to be around ignorant people? Nobody. Amen. Be like this preacher. Be like this preacher who told another preacher, he said, you know, I got to get away from these folk I'm over. I got to get away from them. He said, why is that? They're just ignorant people. They're just ignorant. Then the pastor asked him, said, how long you been pastoring? 40 years. 40 years. I hope that didn't get over y'all's heads. He's been over 40 years, and they still ignorant. Nothing wrong with him in the first place. But people judge you many times by your intelligence, by how you speak. And so you are extremely smart, really, really smart. But you got to learn to use what God gave you. That's my message to y'all tonight. Hold it to my head, not my heart. But I got it from the Lord. I wasn't speaking it from the devil. All right. And Dr. Peel, if you're on the line, I need to talk with you, if you can call me. Amen. God bless you. Any of y'all want to reach me for anything, I'm availing myself to you. You say, but Dr. Johnson, you're so busy. Yes, I am. I am. But I'm not too busy for you.
Amen.
Let me give you my number. If you want to call me, want me to pray for you on something, let me give it to you. 913, get your pen. 913-406-4845. 913-406-4845. God bless all of y'all. You know, I'm telling y'all, as I'm leaving right here on the prayer line tonight, for this night only, amen, I want to just get it over to you that no matter what you're going through, it's going to be all right. I got a feeling that everything's going to be all right. Amen. It's going to be all right. Hallelujah. All right. Be blessed, and the Lord bless you and keep you.
God bless you. We love you.